Good Monday. Today is December the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this week and visit with Mike Steenhoek. Mike is Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, talking about some big news in the railroad industry dealing with railroad mergers. We'll be back with more details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Mike Steenhoek. Mike is the Executive Director for the Soy Transportation Coalition. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning. Railroads, the topic of the day. Obviously, you deal in all forms of transportation of our products across the country and around the world. But railroads seem to be making the news headlines more and more, especially in light of some of the proposed mergers. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, and this is really seismic within the rail industry, and it's going to be very profound for the broader economy, this potential merger between two of the largest railroads operating in the United States, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern. Because kind of the current lay of the land is you have two railroads, essentially U.S.-based railroads that have networks in the western part of the United States, Union Pacific and BNSF, Burlington Northern Santa Fe. And then you have two that are in the eastern part of the United States, Norfolk Southern and CSX. And then we do have two Canadian railroads that have significant trackage in operations in the United States. But so as a result of that, you have with Eastern railroads and Western railroads, you have a series of kind of handoff points from one area to the next. Places like Chicago, Memphis, Kansas City, Minneapolis, New Orleans. And one of the things that the proponents of this merger, Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern, articulate is that you will be, but if this is allowed to proceed, it will eliminate many of these handoffs. And it is a fundamental reality within supply chains that freight doesn't like to be treated like a baton at a relay race. It doesn't like to be handed off. The more you can minimize handoffs, the more efficient that system is. And so that's what they're arguing. So what this would essentially result in is one true coast-to-coast railroad in the United States for the very first time. And so there's obviously a lot of ramifications and potential ripple effects of that. And so that's what the proposal is. There still needs to be government regulators, particularly the Surface Transportation Board, that have to approve it. But this is going to be a big topic of discussion moving forward over the next year, year and a half at least.
Again, my guest today has been Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. We'll be back with Mike and more about this topic tomorrow. We're going to change directions now and talk about CattleCon 2026 after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, sure. We're going to change directions now, talk livestock and CattleCon 2026 coming up as NCBA's Kristen Torres gives us an update about some important information with CattleCon in Nashville, Tennessee.
This is the event for the beef cattle industry. So anybody that's raising cattle, involved in the cattle industry, this is the event where policy is set, decisions are made. It's where the latest in technologies and services are featured. And then there's also education happening there. In addition to that, this is where the beef cattle community gets together and gathers. So if anyone is part of that industry, this is an event they're not going to want to miss. Nashville is such a great town. It's rich with culture. There's so much to see and do there. The convention center is located just two blocks off of the historic Broadway. You can actually hear the music from Broadway at the convention center. So it's a great opportunity for producers to bring their families and enjoy the music that Nashville has to offer and enjoy all the history that the city has to offer as well. There is so much new happening with convention this year. We try to up our game every year, but this year we really tried to be very strategic about it. We try to lean into the culture that's happening in the city. Folks are going to hear about what's happening in Washington, D.C. and why they should care about what could be happening with their operations. Full track of education and really, truly, like I said, leaning into that city and getting to experience all that Nashville has to offer. Yes, we have a great lineup of speakers this year. Our opening general session is going to be with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Fantastic guy. He has a great story. He's going to be talking about his involvement in the industry, his involvement in the restaurant industry, and obviously his involvement in NASCAR. So it's going to be fun to hear that. And then outside of that, we have general session two, which is actually a Cattlemen's College session. A gentleman by the name of John Acuff is going to be doing a great, real high energy program, talking about leadership. And then of course we'll have CattleFacts session and we'll get to hear from our friends over there talking about what the markets are looking like for the next 18 months or so. And then we've brought back our closing general session where we're gonna be looking forward to what's coming up for the next year. And we have a great speaker by the name of Jimmy Yeary. He's actually a singer-songwriter based in Nashville and he has a great program as well.
Again, our guest today is Kristen Torres with National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Executive Director of Meetings and Events, talking about CattleCon 2026 that runs today through the end of the week. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.